This is People Every Day. Coming up, your guide to summer 2021. All the entertainment and lifestyle tips and tricks to make this season as hot as it feels. Plus, actor-comedian Billy Eichner on how to socialize again and his groundbreaking new rom-com. It's July 9th. Hi, folks. This is People Every Day. I'm Janine Rubenstein, and happy Friday to you all. I should say Summer Friday, because that is exactly what we are celebrating with today's show. We are just a few weeks into the hottest season, personally my favorite season, even if that makes me sound cold-blooded. So we're going to have some fun today and bring you people's best entertainment and lifestyle tips and tricks to make the most of your hot girl, hot boy, hot person summer. Some of my favorite summer memories involve me and my siblings ripping down a makeshift slip and slide on the grass out front of our apartment building, or me holing up in my room to read Sweet Valley High Malibu Summer because I loved me some SVH. As an adult, though, I have to be basic and say rooftop margaritas with friends make me the happiest. And later in the show, I catch up with actor, comedian, and Billy on the Street star, Billy Eichner, who's here to discuss how best to get back out there and socialize this summer and shake off the awkwardness brought on by all the isolation of last year. We also get into the latest on his highly anticipated rom-com, Bros, so stick around for all of that. My advice, if you are not looking to get all the way back out there, binge something amazing. And now, People TV editor Brianne Heldman is here to share her top picks for what to watch this season. Hi, Brianne.
Hi, this is my favorite thing to talk about. There's so many good things this summer.
Right? Okay, so what is on the top of actually, what's trending in the world of TV right now?
Right. So right now, this week has brought us many gifts, starting with the reboot of Gossip Girl.
Did you miss me? I know I've missed you.
This Gossip Girl obviously is far more diverse than the Gossip Girl of Blair and Serena, but it also knows what it is a little better. It plays to its audience. It's full of winks and fun and jokes and references to the original. I don't want to spoil too much, though the first episode is out. But one of the biggest changes is that they reveal who Gossip Girl is right at the beginning. But this cast, as you might expect, is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
The last one wasn't too shabby either, so that makes sense.
No, I mean, it is so much eye candy between the clothes and the people. And if you're a Maisel fan, Luke Kirby, who I think of as Hot Lenny Bruce from Mrs. Maisel, is the, like, hot dad on the new Gossip Girl, which no one's talking about. So tune in for that because I live for him.
All right. What's another? I'm looking at your list here. Love Island.
Yeah. So that also just sounds dropping like this week is season 3 of Love Island. The U.S. version, UK obviously was the first to kick off this franchise, which is just, it's perfect trash television.
Like, perfect trash television.
I am pretty against using that term, but like, that is what Love Island is. You know what it is getting into it. It's several episodes a week, filmed in somewhat real time. So what you see happen on an episode happened within the last 24 to 48 hours in real life.
All I know is my in-laws love watching the Game Show Network, and there's a commercial that airs for Love Island on Game Show Network where this woman is just like, I love you. And the guy just kind of tilts his head and looks at her and then looks down, and I'm like, oh Lord,
yeah,
what is this show?
That's all you need to know. And you know, as the name implies, lots of bikinis, lots of like fun in the sun. And there's certainly lots of great romance shows coming. Of course, I have talked on the show already about Sexy Beasts, which is coming to Netflix, where people are dating dressed in head to toe makeup and prosthetics. It looks bananas. I cannot wait. That's coming in July.
Oh,
that's coming later this
month.
Oh, so good.
How about one of those award-winning shows that you have on here? Ted Lasso is back.
So one of the best things about this summer is that we get the sophomore seasons of some of last summer's biggest hits, and that includes Ted Lasso. And I will tell you that I just watched the premiere episode of season 2, and it is everything you want it to be. It is just as great as season 1. It's so funny, so full of heart. it is a special show. And I do think, you know, we have Emmy nominations coming next week. I think Ted Lasso is going to be a huge part of that conversation as well.
Who is dominating, would you say? Hulu, Netflix, this summer? Like, what is the streaming service that people are like, you're going to get the most bang for your buck?
Well, I think that it's really hard to say right now. I think Netflix is going to have a pretty big July with Never Have I Ever returning and Outer Banks returning for season two.
Oh, and that Naomi Osaka docuseries.
And the Naomi Osaka docuseries is coming, which is going to be amazing. So I think Netflix is going to have a big, big July. But okay. I think Hulu is just kind of sitting there going, all right, HBO Max, you've got your Gossip Girl. We're going to take over August. Because Ooh. Hulu is bringing the stars in such a big way in August, it's going to be insane. So they've got Nine Perfect Strangers, which is the adaptation of the Leanne Moriarty novel. Leanne Moriarty, for those who don't know, is who wrote Big Little Lies. And this is kind of just as massively star-studded. Nicole Kidman, Melissa McCarthy, Bobby Cannavale. Like, the cast is bonkers. And then they also have Only Murders in the Building, which looks like kind of a madcap comedy with Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I know we're supposed to be getting outside, but, like, look, he just gave me so many reasons to spend the next 2 months.
Make sure that AC is working.
On my couch.
Yep.
I love it. Brianne, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And now it's time to talk fashion, summer fashion, okay? We are outside again. What does that feel like? And we need to look the part. So I am joined by Andrea Laventhal, who is our beauty and style director at People and just hilarious. If you know her, you've heard her on this show. But she's going to take us through the top trends and what to wear and what not to wear. So, hey, Andrea, how are you doing?
Hi, Janine.
Take me into some of the things that you feel are the top trends that, you know, people don't have to do, but it looks pretty cool if you did.
So there's a bunch of trends that we're seeing on celebrities, and I would label these try at your own risk.
Okay.
And I say that because celebrities wear things that the rest of us might like to look at, but necessarily doesn't work in our own lives. So while I never want to discourage anyone from trying any trends, live your life, wear whatever you want, I just want to say perhaps these aren't always the most wearable, but I still want to share them with you because, well, they're fun, okay?
Okay. Listening.
So I've been seeing a lot of bra tops, Janine. Now, yes. I don't think that would fly in really any office environment, but a bra top worn as a top is a thing now, thanks to young Hollywood. And
global warming, maybe. I mean, it's getting hot.
Let's blame climate. And it's like sometimes they wear them with a high-waisted pants or short or skirt to make it a little more demure so that the strip of skin isn't quite as vast. But then something on the complete flip side that's a little more wearable is what the fashion industry has dubbed cottage core. This is the world of nap dresses. This is picture you're having a picnic on your estate in the English countryside. Your dress is tiered. It's billowing in the breeze.
Okay.
You have some smocking on top, a little ruffle perhaps, you know, a wicker basket in your hand filled with some cheese and a lovely bottle of wine. It's very cottage core, as if you were, you know, Gretel in Hansel and Gretel. but make it fashion, as we say. So that's been happening, the whole nap dress trend. And really, it's like, how can I wear a nightgown but make it look like I'm wearing clothes? And this is the answer to that.
I love it. Okay, moving over to beauty. Can you name a few products, a few beauty products that are good? I'm just going to go rapid fire because I know you have your collection at home is unreal. You and the entire beauty team here. But so what's a good sunscreen?
Everyone loves Supergoop. They have their Unseen sunscreen, which is true to its name. It feels like nothing. It's like featherweight. It's invisible on the skin. But if you want a little bit more of a glow, which I love, I like to look like a light bulb, like meets disco ball, even in daylight, I wear their Glow Screen, which is their sunscreen that has shimmer in it. And it's very subtle, as much as I was joking about looking like a disco ball. It's like no no makeup makeup. I feel like I don't have to put on a lot of foundation or anything like that because it just gives my skin this like nice shimmery look.
And then what about a lipstick recommendation? Because you were talking about those. What's a good line?
One of the perennial favorites that everyone loves is CoverGirl Exhibitionist. Ooh. It has won our coveted beauty award before, and that's because it comes in like 50 shades, and it's just the most beautiful range. You can pick out any color. It wears forever. Good luck getting that stuff off, but that's the point. You don't want it to be transfer, especially when you do have to wear a mask.
I know, right? Oh, that was the worst.
I know. So this lipstick, it's nice and moisturizing. It comes in a cream finish, a demi matte, and a metallic. And it's just a favorite of makeup artists and editors. And it's so affordable because it's at the drugstore.
I love it. I love it. Well, Andrea, you always have the best sayings. So what would be your word to the wise for people stepping out this summer and trying to look and feel their best?
Honestly, the way I've been shopping this season is stuff that makes me smile. I've been calling it style that makes me smile.
So
we have stories that make you smile in the magazine. I'm calling it style that makes you smile. This is not a time necessarily to worry about following the trends or wearing a certain color, the color of the season, this thing. These are all fun guidelines. Really, let's just have fun with fashion again. It's been so long since we shopped to actually go anywhere. Mm-hmm. You should wear stuff that makes you feel good.
Next up, I have some fun with the man with the mic, Billy Eichner. Stick around.
Also,
no one the
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round,
don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist.
Billy Eichner, everybody, the hit actor, comedian, and producer, and I'll add fearless interviewer, is here for a decade now. He's cracked us all up with his Emmy-nominated comedy game show, Billy on the Street.
Sure, for a dollar. You ready?
Yes.
Name three Seven Dwarves. Three of the Seven Dwarves. Go.
Sleepy.
That's one.
Opie.
One more.
And Grumpy.
Yes, there you go. Take it. Yes!
Where he has taken to the NYC streets and quizzed pedestrians about pop culture, and his ambush approach, the questions, his commentary are nothing short of hilarious, and he is set to bring even more laughs to the big screen soon in the upcoming Judd Apatow-produced rom-com Bros, the first gay rom-com from a major studio, I have to say. But for today, Billy is here to help us all figure out how to socialize again. Yes, as the world finally opens up more, we're grabbing drinks with friends again, planning trips. Have we forgotten how to act or our social cues? So Billy, hi, help us.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
So what are you noticing out there? What's the awkwardness that's going on? Have you felt it yourself? I feel like there was an SNL spoof about like coming out of quarantine and being like, should I shake your hand? Should I?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it can be a little awkward. I mean, I'm socially awkward even under normal circumstances. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, honestly, I'm so excited to enter the world again and see people. So that's mostly how I'm feeling. I want to have fun. I want to travel. I want to socialize. But you don't realize it can be a little daunting to just see people, especially to like go to a club again or something. And it's so many people at once. It's a lot.
I'm not there yet.
It's a lot. I'm there. I'm so there. But it's a lot. I'm there, but it's also, it takes you a second. And that's why, you know, I don't really do many campaigns like this. But this one made a lot of sense for me because it's all about re-entering real life again.
So tell me about it. Neon Zebras in Real Life, again, campaign. And there are cocktails. And well, one, that will take away any awkwardness, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Once you get a drink or two in you. But what's the idea behind the campaign?
Neon Zebra are these very new, very delicious, easy cocktail mixers. That's what they are. They're not cocktails.
Oh, okay.
They're cocktail mixers. So they come in four different flavors. There's a margarita, a daiquiri, a mojito, and a, I'm forgetting one, a whiskey sour. Thank you.
That used to be my favorite. Then I grew up.
My favorite. Now I'm old and I just drink straight up whiskey. No,
exactly.
But no, they're super easy. And you just mix them each with like the corresponding alcohol of your choice. You mix them up. It's as simple as that.
Nice. So what was your first big thing out of the house?
Oh boy. My first big thing out of the house. A friend of mine had a birthday party.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago. And he's gay. So of course there were 9,000 people there. Of all the times for the world to reopen, like Pride Month is a particularly overwhelming time. So for LGBTQ people, we're really having a moment because the world is reopening and there are all these events and all these things you can go to and friends pulling you here and there. And it is important to remember that you don't have to go everywhere.
Yeah, you had an involvement with the Stonewall Inn and their program. So what has Pride meant for you this year? You're so right. I hadn't thought about that cohesion of Pride Month and the world kind of coming out and
Yes. Well, I've always thought Pride is a very important event. You know, I've always been an out gay actor and comedian, even from my earliest days, pounding the pavement in New York and performing my earliest stand-up and sketch shows for 20 people in the basement of a bar or wherever we were 20 years ago. And at that time, you know, especially in my industry, it was not very accepting, you know. But I think Pride is a moment we can all come together, every corner of the community. And it's a community that keeps evolving and growing, which is great. And it's a moment for all of us to come together and just keep pushing the world forward and, you know, reminding people that we're here and that we shouldn't be kept from any and all opportunities just because we might alienate someone.
Like rom-coms. I mean, bros, like, where are you with the filming, with the production? Because you're behind the scenes and in front of the camera for this one, right?
I am. Yeah, this is a big one for me. It's a huge one for me. We were a few weeks from shooting when quarantine started last year. So we had to shut down, which was quite heartbreaking and challenging.
Yeah.
As it was, many people went through that in my industry and in many industries. But I'm very happy to say we're going to shoot this fall. It is a hilarious Judd Apatow produced comedy, but this is his first one that centers LGBTQ people. I co-wrote it with Nick Stoller. I'm starring in it. I'm producing it with a bunch of other people. And
just, you know, boss moves all over this project.
Well, we're trying. You know, it hasn't been easy. I've been working on this script for years now. And it's been interesting because the world has evolved in so many ways, even since we first started working on this script. And I can't announce who's in the cast just yet, but...
I can
because many straight executives would kill me, ironically. They still have a lot of power, those straight folks. But, but the cast is honestly the part I am most excited about. It's just a cast you've never seen in a studio comedy like this, just across the board. And it's just really, really exciting. So yeah, we're going to shoot this fall on the East Coast. I'm a native New Yorker, spent most of my life there. Obviously, Billy on the Street is maybe the most New York show ever. So New York's my favorite place.
And you just a few days ago posted a throwback clip of Billy on the Street with Chris Evans. So what are some of your favorite, just most memorable moments from that show?
Oh my God.
So many.
I mean, I've been doing it off and on for a really long time, but the most memorable one to me is we shot a segment with Michelle Obama, and also Big Bird was in it. And also Elena, who's a recurring person who comes on the show, this older lady who's just a regular New Yorker that we occasionally have on the show. And
yeah,
this is when the Obamas were in office. So she was the sitting First Lady of the United States. We couldn't run around on the street together, but we shot it in a supermarket in DC. And I did, but you know, we made it like a Billy on the Street segment where we're running around and working on parts and I'm shouting questions and the whole thing. And I just, that still blows me away that she agreed to do that and that she was so game and so fun. And she let it be spontaneous. We did not plan it. But at the same time, the Secret Service was standing right there and the whole thing was wild. And she has stayed an acquaintance and part of my life and been so supportive. And I, you know, what can really top that? Not much.
I love it. I love it. Well, before I lose you, I have a couple of quick Billy on the Street questions I'm going to throw at you. I need you to, you know, like be on the receiving end of this. All right. Favorite Beyonce song. Go.
Oh, End of Time.
End of Time.
Yes. And that is a somewhat
That's an album cut. Cut. That's so a deep,
I'm
that's a
real
deep
Beyonce
cut.
Fan. End of Time. Yeah, my God. It's one of the, it's, it was like, I think it was technically a single maybe, but I don't know if it was a huge hit, but it's one of the best Beyonce's.
I love it. I love it. All right. 405 or the 10? 405 or the 10?
Oh, secret about me is that I am in LA, but I don't drive a car because I grew up in New York City and I never got a driver's license. So I'll say the 405 just because it's kind of iconic.
No one picks the 405. It's the 405 hours.
I told you, I don't know anything. I'm in the car and looking at my phone, you know, like a normal person.
Kim, Chris, or Courtney?
No interest.
Or Chloe?
No interest. I once watched 5 minutes of the Kardashian show when it was first exploding because it was getting all this attention and it just, not for me. It just doesn't hold my interest. I don't find them to be very compelling. But more power to them, I guess.
Keep it all the way real. I love it. And the very last one, best drink if you're going out with your friends again.
Oh, I love a margarita. I love a margarita. And hey, Neon Zebra Cocktail Mixer. They have a margarita mixer. So there you go. But margarita is my favorite drink, over the summer at least.
That was Billy Eichner. For more on him, head over to people.com. And now, sending you off into the weekend with a quick, fun summer recipe to make you smile. Here is one of my all-time favorite desserts, strawberry shortcake, made easy in cupcake form, courtesy of People Food and Lifestyle editor and dessert food influencer, seriously, look her up, Anna Calderon. Take it away, Anna.
Hey, People Everyday podcast listeners. Strawberries are at their best right now, so I'm going to walk you through my go-to summer dessert recipe to let them shine. Strawberry shortcake cupcakes using a box mix. No shame there because we're going to doctor it up a bit for the most flavor and fluffy texture. Combine one vanilla cake box mix with one package of instant vanilla pudding, 3/4 cups water, 1/2 cup vegetable oil, 8 ounces of sour cream, and 4 eggs. Bake as directed in cupcake liners, then once they're cool, scoop out a hole in the middle of each with a melon baller. Set those aside, and then let's make a super easy strawberry filling. Cut up 1 pint of strawberries into very tiny pieces, and then combine them with 1 to 2 tablespoons of strawberry jam. Then stuff the filling into each cupcake, top with a dollop of sweetened whipped cream, and enjoy.
In a word, nom. All right, have a great weekend, everyone. Talk to you soon. People Every Day is produced by Julia Weaver, with help from Fallon Harge, Darby Masters, Maureen Malarkey, and Aliza Sessler. Executive produced by Christina Everett and mixed by Mary Dew, Josh Fisher, and Bahid Frazier. People's executive producers are David Blumenbaum and Zoe Ruderman. Special thanks to Nikki Etor, Will Lee, and the incredible staff at iHeartMedia and People.